Theft Auto, BioShock, Madden. These popular franchises and more helped the video game industry take in over $20 billion in revenues in 2013. And as the industry continues to expand into tablet and mobile devices, that number is expected to climb. The promise of consistent multi-billion-dollar profits makes gaming an attractive industry, and many states are in a tax arms race to lure companies within their borders. Texas is leading the way in this approach and is aggressively targeting gaming companies with sweetheart tax deals. Under the Texas Moving Image Industry Incentive Program, the Lone Star State has set aside $95 million over the next 2 years toward grants for developers, making it the largest incentive program in the nation. And so far, it seems to be working. Texas is now only second to California when it comes to video game employment. But do the economic benefits created by these programs justify their cost? Or are programs like Texas's merely a form of corporate welfare? Tax law professor Calvin Johnson thinks the gaming industry is getting too much bang for the buck and wants the subsidies to stop. Reason caught up with the former Treasury Department official in his office at the University of Texas in Austin.
Well, I am primarily a tax lawyer, and I got into the video games looking at the effect of federal income tax on games like Grand Theft Auto V and Doom 3. And I am quoted as saying, at least on one model, that the video games are the most heavily subsidized industry in America. I don't think they've made the case why we should double the after-tax rate of return. Tax ordinarily reduces your return by a third, and this is an industry which, instead of paying a tax on a third of their profits, doubles their profits. That is weird. If you're going to double the rate of return through federal subsidies, then you really ought to have pretty good justification that the public is getting a benefit equal to that incredibly intense incentives. And I must admit, I'm not convinced that the unemployed son spending 17 hours in the basement of his mother's house working on his Grand Theft Auto V is making a grand contribution.
But tax incentives are making a grand contribution to gamers' bottom line, and it's all thanks in part to the nature of the video game industry, which extends across the realms of software development, entertainment, and online retail, making it possible to combine tax breaks in ways other entertainment businesses cannot. Years before the first video game was even released, Congress rewrote the tax code to allow companies to deduct all lab-based research and development. In 1969, this was expanded to allow organizations to deduct the cost of software development. Another research and design credit was added in 1981 after fears that Japan's dominance in the auto industry would lead to a technological decline in the United States. These federal breaks, in addition to state incentives, have been a major boon for the gaming industry, even when they're conducting research that has little value outside of existing games.
The old expression was throwing bales of money out of a helicopter, and that's largely what these things are. There is no application of any human intelligence as to no necessity in the slightest bit that there has to be general proof. Nobody there bargaining in a stingy, hard-hearted way of, I will pay for this because it's worth it. Don't get me wrong, if gamers are willing to pay for it, that's the free market. But there isn't any reason why we should double the rate of return for those gamers, because then we start producing games that people don't really want that much. We're wasting stuff because things are twice as cheap as they ought to be, or twice as profitable as they ought to be. The market ought to decide these things.
While Johnson maintains that gaming subsidies do more harm than good, supporters of the program say that incentives are necessary to keep America competitive in the global economy. Without these incentives, they argue, we could see gaming jobs outsourced to nations with friendlier corporate tax rates. But several studies have called into question the effectiveness of these programs. A 2013 analysis done by the Tax Foundation found that film tax incentives only generated 30 cents in tax revenue for every dollar spent.
The government shouldn't be the one who determines winners and losers. It should be the real demand of people who really want this stuff.
And while Texas is spending more on gaming incentives, more states like Kansas, Missouri, and Connecticut are scaling back or eliminating their programs altogether. Perhaps legislators are learning that states benefit when they have a tax policy that is welcoming to all industries, instead of subsidizing some businesses at the expense of others.